when Braden has that much time and space, how confident are you in how the results can end up?
He's in a great way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take my chances.
How do you feel you played in the third period, 2-2 game? Is that a controlled sort of approach, patient approach that you guys?
Why are you asking the question?
Because I'm just curious how you felt about that third period and the way it played out.
Well, we didn't have the puck a ton, so that part of it, like, I did, with times, I think we could have much more poise. I think you look back and look like we were happy to get that game to overtime and see what's going to happen. But saying that, you know, they had a puck up much more than we did in the third, but they really didn't have any chances. So you can look at it two different ways. We defended well, but it would have been nice. You know, it only seemed like maybe one line was really generating offense in the third period. I love the result, but definitely would have been nice.
It seems like every game we ask you about the Vasilevskiy save, the big save he makes, the one he makes on Ekblad in tonight's game. I mean, just what can you say about something like that? Are you surprised anymore?
No, we had a full breakaway, and before that happened, we missed. They come down on a chance, Vas makes a big-time save, and we get another breakaway and we score. So there's a little bit of trading chances. Goalie, here's a chance to win the game. And that's why you wanted your guy who just had a luxury of watching it for a long time, and it was clearly, you know, when I saw it live, I wasn't sure Ekblad got it up, so I thought, okay, Vas, he was there, but watching it after the game, I'm like, wow, we got it up, and Vas got across it with his glove. It was a big time save.
What about the play that Palat makes to kind of take the puck away from Carter there at the end? I mean, it's always those kind of little plays that lead to bigger moments.
Yeah, we want to, you know, love the ice. I haven't liked overtimes, so we wanted to put a little bit more pressure no matter where we are on the ice. The fact that he stuck with it though down there and took it away from him, but had to wear with all the C-pointer and then get it up there. You could tell he was a little tired. And he's a lefty, so he has to get right around the net to send it up there, and he did, and the pointer finished.
We don't see Braden getting too many fights. He has, for sure.
Yeah.
He just seems like he puts a lot of pent-up energy into it when he does. Is that just his emotions coming out?
Well, you've seen him play for a long time now. You've watched him play in the playoffs when emotions are at the highest and he elevates his game. And to that point, the point wants to win. And although it's a little early in the season for this to be going on, but puck drops, like, the kid's a gamer and the Western boy, so he's not afraid of that kind of stuff. But it, you know, in the end, you know, it's ironic that he's the guy that ends up scoring in the end. But there's not much that kid can't do, and he'll do it anyway.
Coach, overtime is so fluid. How hard is it to get players in and out and make changes?
Well, it's just, the tough part is if you don't have the puck. So we had it a little, like, it was kind of, each team was giving it up to each other. I mean, we turned it over, they turned it over. But it's the long change that makes it difficult. And so you really have to have a little bit of control in your game. But because it was just back and forth and then there were whistles, it afforded a little bit of an opportunity, but it can be difficult.
You know, what's the chatter like on the bench after, you know, Braden gets into a fight, now he got to, you know, gets into a fight?
Well, in this sport, I think there's some players that do it more than others, and some players hung around in this league because they will do that. But it's not to say they're the only players that do it, and you know, as I was saying, Poyer probably fights twice a year, and but I think it's a respect thing too. Like, when the players see one of your top players doing that, it gets the end of the game. And the tough part for us was when he went for 5 minutes, we got scored on twice. So that was a little, you know, I thought we'd get a little bit better emotion from our team after that. But it just, you know, respect he guards, that locker room for everything he does, and that's part of it.
The Bogosian in his first game in a month here,
No, I thought Boba skated well. He was, you know, I was impressed for your first game, especially playing against that team, and how skilled they are. And then I thought Bo was